Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Very pleased to have Scott Harrington returning to the show. Scott, how are you? And more importantly, how's your family holding up through all that's been going on the last 4 months?
Oh, man. Hey, guys. Great to be on. Thanks for having me. You know, we're doing okay. We're kind of just dealing with it the way everybody has. You know, yeah, it was a few months of, it was pretty kind of crazy there for a few months. But then, you know, we, with the tour obviously getting back to work, that enabled me to kind of, you know, get back out and have some sense of normalcy a little bit. You know, I mean, obviously things were a lot different, but, you know, it was great. It was and still is great to be back out playing. And I'm, you know, I'm just grateful the tour's done everything they have to, you know, make it safe for us to be back out there, and things are going really well.
So you had a good start to the season, and then the pandemic, and then the time off, and, you know, it's got to be disappointing to get back out and kind of lose that momentum, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit, but I don't know. I don't really feel that way. I mean, yeah, the fall, I got off to a great start in the fall and really put myself in a nice position. I didn't have any pressure, and after that, and you know, frankly, like, yeah, once 2020 hit, you know, I kind of hit a bit of a rut. I was just kind of struggling with a number of things in my game, and I just wasn't, you know, I didn't play very well on the West Coast, and Florida was, you know, the Florida swing was kind of mediocre, and frankly, like, when the pandemic hit, you know, initially, we didn't, like, right when they canceled things, like, we didn't really know how serious this was going to be. And, you know, initially, if you remember, they only canceled, they canceled our next three tournaments. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I was actually thinking, like, okay, this gives me a few weeks to, you know, get my stuff straightened out. I was kind of having some body issues too. And, you know, I was kind of looking forward to a little bit of time off to kind of get my body right, get my game right, get my head right and all that. And obviously, you know, we quickly found out that, you know, hey, this is a serious issue, and that, you know, we're going to be out a lot longer. And and then, you know, so yeah, it was just a matter of, you know, obviously we had a lot of time. I live in Arizona, so you know, our golf courses were open during the whole break. You know, I was able to kind of play and practice, and but yeah, I mean, coming out of the, you know, coming back to playing about a month and a half ago, yeah, it was a slow start for me. Frankly, it just felt like a new season. Like, you know, it felt like you had, like, kind of an off season and come back. And for me personally, it's always taken me, like, I've never really been very good at the start of the season. It takes me a few weeks to kind of get in, you know, feel good competitively and all that. But yeah, I would have liked to have done a little more the last month and a half, but I actually feel like I'm playing quite well now. And I'm kind of really excited for this, you know, this finishing stretch, and then next year's, you know, the fall season starts pretty much immediately. So yeah, I'm excited.
The pride of Jesuit High School and Northwestern University, Scott Harrington, on the line with us. And so your setup looks like, I don't see there's any way that you're not in the FedEx Cup playoffs here, the Northern Trust. There's only a couple of tournaments left. So how are you getting your game in shape to try and have that big finish in the FedEx Cup and put yourself in position for taking advantage of the fall schedule again?
Well, I kind of, my results haven't really shown it, but I feel like the last few weeks, I've started to play a lot better. Memorial, I was really close to having what I would say was a good week. And you know, last week I missed the cut in Minnesota, but it was actually probably the first week in quite a while where I actually really liked how my game was. And it was just kind of one of those deals where, hey, you're not always gonna, you know, sometimes you'll play well when you're actually not playing that great, and sometimes you'll feel like you're playing really good and just not really get the results. And that's kind of how I felt the last couple weeks. So, but also, you know, I just wrapped up, I played 5 weeks in a row. That's a long stretch. And mm-hmm. so I'm enjoying, you know, I took this week off and I'm not in the PGA next week. So I've got 2 weeks here to kind of get fresh and, you know, continue to build on, you know, how I feel like my game already kind of has been. And yeah, I feel like I'm playing really well. When I come back out, I'll come back at Wyndham, and that's our last regular season event, and I'll play Wyndham and then the first FedEx Cup event. And you know, it looks like I'll need to play, you know, decent in one or both of those events to move on to the second week. But no, I expect to play well, and I hope to at least make it to the second FedEx Cup event and maybe make a run of the Tour Championship.
Well, Scott, how do you assess your game? Do you look at it from a statistical standpoint, or is it basically, you know, just the feel of it? Do I feel right about certain aspects of my game? How do you look at it?
Yeah, a little bit of all of that. You know, I think the statistics are valuable, and they've gotten so detailed that they really do paint a pretty clear, you know, with all the strokes gain metrics and all mm-hmm. that, like. They really do paint a pretty clear picture of, you know, what's been good, what's been bad, and yeah, strengths and weaknesses. And so, yeah, I definitely do look at that stuff. But you know, I also do know that, you know, occasionally it doesn't tell the whole story. And yeah, I kind of know that, you know, typically I kind of hang my hat on my ball striking ability. I've always been a really good driver of the ball, good iron player. Kind of putting has, you know, that's probably what kept me off the tour for, you know, the longest time. Like it was a bit of a weakness, but I feel like over the last 12, 18 months, that's, my putting has kind of become a little bit of a strength, and that's shown kind of my stats are, you know, I'm a better than average putter on the PGA Tour now. And my length is certainly a strength, but you know, my stats would show, and I would tell you that, you know, my ball striking this year has been definitely subpar to what I'm used to. And, you know, and that's exactly what all those stats will say. And so I don't really, you know, I don't really need to look at them to know what's strong or weak. But, you know, I think they are valuable in kind of showing where you're at in comparison to the guys you're competing against. So I think that is good stuff to look at.
So ball striking, a little bit of an issue. Are you looking at videos? Are you working with an instructor?
Oh yeah. Yeah. We always do. So I've worked with Boyd Summerhays now for the last, probably 3 years. And, yeah, you know, it's kind of a mix. You know, there's some weeks where I feel like I need to take a lot of videos and look at quite a bit of stuff. And then there's some weeks where I don't look at anything at all. It's just, I kind of feel it out, but I'm always, you know, Boyd's out at quite a few tour events and, you know, whether he's there or not, we work, you know, he's very involved in everything I do. And, yeah, I always want to keep him in the know of, everything that's going on with my game. And, yeah, so we're always, you know, whether things are great or, not so great. I always keep him really involved. I think that's a important thing to have.
Scott Harrington, our guest here as we wrap things up, and looking forward to seeing you out there at the Wyndham in a couple of weeks. And it's got to feel good knowing you're pretty secure with your card for next season so you can focus on the game. We wish you the best of luck. Thanks so much for checking in with us, and we'll be rooting for you out there the rest of the way in the FedEx Cup playoffs.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, and enjoy the Winco event next week. A great event, got nothing but great memories, and I'll be following along.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.